Brad Locke.
And I'm Dalton Milton.
And you're listening to Prep Rally, a podcast covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Well, Dalton, someone's been switching chairs again.
I don't even want to talk about switching chairs in this office.
This chair here in our studio is not the same one as I'm used to. It's not high enough. Someone keeps stealing your chair. I think It was Lee Smith. You and Lee kept swapping chairs out.
I don't know who it was. It's been about 2 weeks now. No one's touched the one I had since. But there was a good little month there where it seemed like somebody was stealing my chair every single day.
You know, you weren't here when we got new chairs a couple of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, whenever it was. Because we had these same ones forever, and they just were old and raggedy and worn out and not that comfortable. So the ones we have now are really nice.
I think I'm good now. The one I have is comfortable. The arm is broken, which makes it where people don't want it. Doesn't really bother me too bad.
Yeah.
And I also stole it from somebody who doesn't work here anymore, so that from their desk. That
you didn't really steal it.
Yeah, well, no one sits there anymore, so I grabbed it. So
exactly.
I think we're good.
Yeah, yeah. No one's touched my chair. If they do, they'll get hurt. Hey, you know, we got a lot of games kind of going on the second half of this week with all this dadgum rain we had.
This has been the busiest spring sports week we've had so far, I think, with just going out and covering stuff, yeah.
Yeah, really, really, this week is really kind of backloaded with games. You know, sometimes I get backloaded after I eat Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Right.
I might edit that out or not. So, yeah, we had rain Monday, and so that washed everything out. And then Tuesday, a lot of games were not played because fields were still wet.
And games that were played, the fields were still really wet.
Yes. I was at Mantachie, for instance, last night, and it was – you couldn't tell because the grass had gotten kind of long because they couldn't mow it because it was too wet. You know, didn't want to get the mower stuck, but it was apparently just basically a swamp in the outfield. Infield looked good, but the ball hit the ground in the outfield, and it pretty much just stopped.
Yeah, I was at South Pontotoc, and it was basically about the same thing. I didn't realize just how wet it was until I stepped onto the field after post game to do interviews, and it was just my shoes. I stepped in the grass, and they were just covered in mud. I didn't understand it.
Yeah, I still got mud on my Nikes. I need to clean them. But anyway, yeah, we had some games. We did have some games played, and so Dalton and I both got out to some softball. We'll talk about that. Got some games coming up actually today with the regular season winding down. By next week for everybody, they're having to get all these division games in so that force some teams to play today, which, you know, Wednesday is not normally a day for games, but we'll look ahead at some key games coming up the rest of this week. We'll have athletes of the week and all that good stuff. So thanks for joining us for the next few minutes to talk high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. This podcast comes to you every Wednesday. You can find us in iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. All right, Dalton, let's start with some softball that we covered a Tuesday night. Had some really good matchups. We had number one versus number two in our rankings, and then number three versus number four.
The best of the best.
Yes, exactly. So you were at the one versus two matchup, South Pontotoc hosting Houston. Houston was our preseason number one team and stayed there for quite a while until they lost to Nettleton last week, and then that allowed South Pontotoc to move up a spot to number one. And Houston dropped to number two. So, you were there. Mm-hmm. What'd you see?
Well, the game definitely didn't disappoint. You know, South Pontotoc ended up winning it 4-2. They stay undefeated on the season. Now they're 18-0-2. I don't know who the two ties are to. But,
I'd have to go back and look, yeah. But
no, this game was really good. Houston jumped ahead early. I think it was 2-0 in the top of the second. They scored on – it was the first two batters of the inning. It was an error on the third baseman, put both them runners on the corner, and then a wild pitch. The runner from third base came home. Catcher threw the ball into the outfield. Both runners scored from there, so 2-0. So three errors.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, lead to two runs right there, and then South Pontotoc just battled back. They got a big RBI single by Lane Tedder in the bottom of the inning to cut it 2-1, and then I think in the fourth inning there was an error, a single, and a hit by pitch to load the bases up with no outs, and then Lane Tedder stepped up again, hit another RBI single, this time scored two, gave him the lead, 3-2, and then the runner that was on first when she hit the single scored after another error. And so they went up 4-2, and then Allison Harrison just limited the damage, you know, on the mound for South Pontotoc. She was really good. She struck out 10 Houston girls and only allowed 3 hits. I think two by Jordan Bell Moore, and they're all spread out 3 different innings.
Like, yeah, and those 2 runs were unearned, right?
Yeah, yeah. So she threw a gem. I mean, she has not a weird delivery, kind of a weird windup. If you ever sat there and tried to really pop your back, you push into the bottom and you kind of go parallel to the ground.
Yeah, I'm not that flexible.
That's what she's doing. She leans back, basically almost parallel to the ground.
Just torquing up for that delivery, man.
And then comes in, and she kept them off balance the entire night.
Yeah, and that's a good pitching matchup because Paige Kilgore for Houston is one of the best in the area. And so
I think 2 of her runs were earned for Paige Kilgore. I sometimes have trouble trying to track which runs are earned and unearned, but I think 2 of them were earned, 2 of them were unearned for her. So
okay, so that puts South Pontotoc in pretty good control in the division because that's now 2 losses in division for Houston.
Yeah, they have 2 games left. They play Nettleton tomorrow, and then I think they'll play Houston again next week. So if they beat Nettleton, they win division.
South Pontotoc, okay, yeah.
And then if they lose to Nettleton, then I think South Pontotoc, Houston next week for the division win, if Houston wins out, of course.
Right, right. Okay, I got you.
South Pontotoc sitting good right now.
Yeah, definitely. So big win there for Adam Patterson's Lady Cougars. And then I was at Mantachie, number 4 Mantachie, hosting number 3 Boonville. Boonville beat them earlier this season and did so again on Tuesday, 2-0 the final. Jayla Toler, the pitcher for Boonville, had a really good game, throwing the complete game shutout. Not that Mantachie didn't have chances to score. In fact, Mantachie left 12 runners on base. Mm-hmm. They left 8 runners on base, 7 in scoring position. They were 0 for 12 with runners in scoring position. Could not get a hit with runners on. They ended up with 5 hits total, but just could not get the big hit when they needed it. And Jayla Toler, I mean, credit her. She got a bunch of outs with runners in scoring position. She had 14 of the 21 outs she got were on fly balls or pop-ups. Her coach, Jessica Taylor, said normally she gets more strikeouts than she got last night, but that on that high pitch up in the zone. But Mantachie got some good hitters, and so they're able to put the ball in play, but put it in play up in the air. Mm-hmm. And so Mantachie just could not come through with a clutch hit. Boonville also played some really good defense. Caitlin Cunningham, she made an error earlier in the game, but in the 5th inning, Mantachie's Hannah Gillian hit a drive deep to left field. I thought it might leave the park and it would have tied the game. But Cunningham went back to the fence and made the catch with her back against the fence, bit of a snow cone catch, almost popped out. So some good defense there by Boonville. And then offensively, they got a home run from Katie Grace Davis. That made it a 2-0 game in the 3rd inning. They also scored in the 1st inning on an RBI single by Hallie Burns. She actually had 3 hits on the day for Boonville. And as far as Mantachie's offense, I mean, like I said, they had trouble getting the big hit, but they got a good game from Lindsay Barber. I mean, she hit the ball very well. She had 3 hits, 2 doubles, and she smoked every one of them. Mm-hmm. I think 2 of them went to the fence on the doubles. And so she's a good player, and she's really the only one who could really make good contact consistently against Jayla Toler. But that does not wrap up the division for Boonville, but Lady Devils are still undefeated in division play with a few games left. I think they've got 3 division games left, so they're in the driver's seat there as far as Division 1, 3A. Looking ahead, Dalton, got some games, like I said, today, one of those being Tupelo, hosting South Panola in a big division game. And I'll be out at that one at 4 o'clock today, Wednesday. And then Thursday, taking on Oxford. So back-to-back big division games. I haven't had a chance to see Tupelo yet. You have. You saw them last weekend at Saltillo when they won a couple of games.
Yeah, I've seen them a couple of times. I think I've seen them 3 times this season. You know, they've got some really good pitching, and I think you know that's shown throughout the season. They didn't really hit the ball very well this weekend, but nobody did because how bad the field was.
Right.
Nobody was really doing anything. Most teams were just bunting because nobody could get to the ball.
It's a mud pit at Saltillo. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think I was looking at earlier, South Panola beat the Lady Wave 4-1 the last time they played. So that South Panola is still undefeated in division. Tupelo's at 3-1.
Right.
And so this kind of right here.
It's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one for them. And if they can get the bats hot again, you know, they'll be hard to stop because Tayron and Paris Lehman, mm-hmm. they both pitch lights out this weekend.
Yeah, right.
Tayron struck out 10, allowed 1 hit to Saltillo, and then Paris struck out five and allowed two hits to Smithville, who was one of our ranked teams.
Yeah, and Saltillo is also a very good team this year.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So both of those were good wins for Tupelo. So we'll have coverage of that, today's South Panola game in Thursday's Journal. Let's talk a little bit of baseball real quick, Dalton. TCPS, man, they're kind of coming on strong here late in the season. Got a big Division 4 1A win last weekend against Smithville. That was Friday. I was at that game out at TCPS. And, you know, Smithville, they got a really good ace on the mound in Jared Johnson, but they don't have a ton of depth pitching-wise. And I think TCPS kind of exposed that in that game on Friday. So, you know, that division race, I mean, Smithville, West Union, TCPS, all kind of in there in the mix. TCPS has a little bit more work to do than the others to try to win the division, but they could probably easily finish second.
I feel like TCPS kind of did the same thing last year. They played some tough schedule. They played tough schedule in the beginning and in the non-division schedule, and they didn't have a very good record. And then all of a sudden, they just come in division play. They win a few games, and all of a sudden, they're second or third, and they're making, you know, the third round of the playoffs or something like that. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And so they won that game against Smithville 15-5 in five innings, by the way. They had some big hits from Daniel Redout. He had a 3-run home run to give them a 4-0 lead. Jared Johnson was not pitching that game, like I said, but he had a 2-run homer for Smithville, but just too much offense from TCPS. And then TCPS the next day beats Pontotoc 7-6, and then I think they lost to Corinth later Saturday.
Yeah,
but a couple of nice wins there over the weekend for TCPS. Looking ahead, Dalton, Tupelo hosting South Panola today. So another South Panola-Tupelo matchup, this time in baseball, at 6 o'clock, big division game there.
And it's kind of the same scenario we just talked about with softball, because South Panola is leading that division. If they win today, they win the division. They'll be number one. If Tupelo wins, then I think it comes down to whoever wins Friday against between Tupelo and Oxford. It could end up being a three-way tie if Oxford wins that one. It's a lot of confusion, but I imagine South Panola is going to throw their ace. I think his name's Blaine Ware. Mm-hmm. He's a lefty. He's really, really good. I think he's an ICC commit. I saw him when they played at Tupelo last time, a few weeks ago, and he four out of the five runs he allowed were unearned, I think, to Tupelo. And he throws so well. He's not an overpowering pitcher. He just does it right. You know, he's just good. And then I don't know who Tupelo's going to throw. I imagine they threw Peyton Puckett against him last time. I still don't think Hunter Elliott's all the way healthy. I know he threw a bullpen last week, but I would imagine it'd probably be a Peyton Puckett, Blaine Ware matchup there. So
yeah, they need to get Elliott back as soon as they can.
Yeah,
the playoffs coming up. Other games to watch. You got two meetings this week between Smithville and West Union. Speaking of 4-1A, and speaking of Jared Johnson, I believe he's going to be pitching Thursday.
I will be there.
You'll be there. That game will be at Smithville, and then they turn around Friday and play at West Union. So they had to kind of they were supposed to play earlier this week, but the rain delayed it. So they'll play twice in 2 days. So two big matchups there.
Well, I haven't seen Smithville play yet. I know you have. I saw him, of course, a couple times last year. But you know, Jared Johnson still 0 ERA on the season. I think he's only allowed about 5 hits on the entire season. And I imagine he's going to face Cole Phillips. I would think, and it looks like
either Cole Phillips or the Willard kid.
Ryder Willard.
May see Willard out there.
Just looking at stats, it seems like Cole Phillips is the ace. I know both of them. I know they're a huge 1-2, you know, right there. But I don't know who throws the Tuesdays, who throws the Fridays or whatever. But
I think Willard's the Tuesday guy, but I could be wrong about that. But with the schedule being jacked up like it is, who knows?
Mm-hmm. And this could get interesting, because I was looking at it, and if they split, then there's a three-way tie for first place between them two and TCPS. But if one team sweeps this matchup, then the loser is in third place and the winner clinches division, of course.
Right.
And so
it's
going to be interesting to see if, you know, if someone can get the best of Jared Johnson, you know, because no one has yet. So
right.
And then it'll be interesting to see, because we mentioned earlier the lack of depth behind him. What happens in that second?
Yeah, game. West Union may have the pitching depth advantage there, but be fun to see how that plays out. So again, that one's at Smithville Thursday, at West Union on Friday. Okay, let's move on to the shout out. We do this every week, and just giving a special shout out to something that we think is cool. This is cool, Dalton. ICC, Itawamba Community College, adding women's volleyball and archery, which is big for local high school athletes because both of those sports are growing in popularity. Of course, volleyball is replacing slow pitch at a lot of schools, and archery, as we've seen with the three Northeast Mississippi teams sweeping the state titles last week, that's also growing very fast around here. So ICC, smart move.
It is. I also have a shout-out I want to do. It's not on our script, but
go ahead.
Riley Robinson for Walnut, I don't know if you saw that tweet last night.
I did not.
He threw a perfect game against Strayhorn.
What?
15 batters, 15 strikeouts.
Wow.
So that is I saw that when Paige Kilgore did earlier in the season against, I don't even remember who they were playing back then.
Right.
But I said that was the only time I've ever seen that. Now it's happened twice this season, once in softball, once in baseball.
Dang.
In our area.
That's crazy.
And I think they played a doubleheader with Walnut and Strayhorn. Strayhorn got the best of them the first game, and then Walnut threw a perfect game, 15 strikeouts, 15 batters. So.
5-inning game.
Yep. Congrats to Riley Robinson on his performance.
Indeed. Wow, I did not see that. Okay. Well, that brings us to Athletes of the Week. And we do this every week, honor a male and female athlete for their performance. Female Athlete of the Week, Annie Orman, the sophomore shortstop for West Union. Actually had a little story on her and the Lady Eagles in Tuesday's paper. But her last two games, she's 5-for-6 at the plate, 2 doubles, a triple, 3 RBIs. Those were both wins over Neusite and Wheeler. West Union, on the surface, you know, looking at their record, I think 7-11 doesn't look great, but they played a really tough schedule, and they should still get into the playoffs, so they could make a little noise there in 1A. Male Athlete of the Week, and I had not heard about this kid, the Robinson kid. Maybe I would have gone with him, but no slouch here either. Cooper Frazier, a junior for Corinth, he tossed a 4-hit shutout against Tishomingo County on Tuesday. Struck out 4, walked just 1. Corinth wins 1-0. Big win for them in 1-4A. Keeps them in the playoff hunt, I think, in fourth place.
I think Cooper Frazier probably faced a little bit better of a team.
Well, Tish County is a really good team. That's true.
And I don't even know what to think about that division now. Corinth beats Tish County. Tish County beat – they split with Ripley last week. That's kind of a
– yeah.
That division could go anywhere.
Yeah, it could, certainly. So, yeah, it's going to be fun to see how all these races play out over the next week or so as we head toward the playoffs in baseball and softball. But anyway, that's it. We're done for this episode of Prep Rally. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. Again, this podcast comes to you every Wednesday. You can find us in iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. Dalton's on Twitter at DLMiddleton8, and I'm on Twitter at Brad Locke. All right. Enjoy the nice weather we have the next few days. We'll see y'all next week.